Captain Radio. Joining us right now is a lady who can perhaps help us out a little bit with dealing with this terrible hot weather. We've had only 2 days of it, thankfully. We should be very thankful. On the East Coast, of course, they've been absolutely wallowing in it. We have the medical advisor for the Office of the Chief Health Officer. We have Ravel Bangor-Jones joining us. Good afternoon to you, Ravel.
Good afternoon.
Thank you very much indeed for joining us on this. Yes, lucky over here in the West, but not to say it's not to come again, this heat wave that we're experiencing in Australia.
Yes, we've certainly had a couple of hot days, and it's good that we've got a cool change coming up.
Yes. Okay, now heat stress is what you're just going to touch on for us today. And if you could explain what, in fact, it is, what happens to our body?
Well, normally when it's a hot day or we're doing a lot of exercise, we cool ourselves down by sweating. So the problem with heat stress is that we are heating up faster than our body can cool down.
Oh.
So that's really what heat stress is all about.
Okay. And what sort of a temperature would we be accepting to be where we get to that stage, a danger stage?
Well, we really like to keep our body temperature very close to 37 degrees. So anything that stresses our body and makes us unable to keep the temperature between 36.5 and 37.5 results in heat stress.
Now, signs and symptoms of it, I guess it can creep up rather quickly if you are out in the heat. Would that be right?
Yes, I think that often it takes people by surprise.
So could you just list a few of the symptoms for us?
I think many people find that they feel unusually tired, lethargic, may even feel a bit dizzy, obviously feel hot, feel thirsty, muscle cramps, and then they might even notice that they're going to the toilet less often and their urine's getting very dark.
You know, I think a lot of people are fairly sensible when we get up to the high 30s and the low 40s or even high 40s, in that we probably try to avoid being out in the heat. And I think a lot of people spent time indoors over the weekend, so they're pretty right. But if they're working out in it and you have no choice, that could be a real consideration.
Yes, and I think with dealing with heat, it's all about preparing and planning ahead. So if you do know that you're going to be working outside in the heat, I think you need to look at whether or not you can do the more high activity levels of work earlier on.
Oh, yeah.
Do rotations with other work people who are working with you. And I think the buddy system is very important, where you keep an eye on your co-workers and you also recognise the symptoms that you're feeling yourself.
Yeah, well, there are extreme sort of symptoms, aren't there, which could end up in death.
Yes, once your body gets to the point of heat stroke, where really all your organs start to fail, that it can be irreversible and can lead to death.
And it has happened, hasn't it? Nausea and vomiting, rapid heart rate. You know, terrible situation just recently, that dear lady who went off walking in the heat up in the Pilbara, and she's lost her life. I mean, why would anyone go walking out in that extreme heat at any time?
Well, I think it goes to the fact that people are just not aware of the impact that high temperatures can have on the body, and they just don't realise that they haven't got the reserve to deal with that.
Yeah, if you do notice somebody that is suffering from this in an extreme situation, you obviously need to dial 000, correct?
You certainly do. You shouldn't wait around. That's very important.
Now, treating heat stress. Okay, so maybe you haven't got to the point where it's an absolute risk to your life, but you are feeling ill effects of dizziness and so on. What can people start to do? Obviously, go to a cool area.
Yes, I think you're talking about the environment that you're in, the clothing that you're wearing, and then also things like the prevention, so making sure that you're well hydrated. So if somebody is showing signs of heat stress, they need to get into an environment that's cooler, use whatever means they can to cool down, which might be a cool shower, or it might be damp clothes or a fan, or if you're lucky enough, air conditioning. And then you need to make sure that you're adequately hydrated, because your body's relying on sweating to cool you down.
I think we're very lucky these days that most homes hopefully have some form of air conditioning or fans or whatever. But, you know, going right back as a kid, we didn't have fans or air conditioning. It was horrific.
And unfortunately, there are still many people in the population who are exposed to the heat without any form of cooling.
Okay, so what can they do? Put their feet in a bowl of cool water, perhaps?
Yes, and also sponging down with cool water and making sure that they're in an area that's well ventilated.
And cooling down your home, what do you suggest?
I think it's, again, about preparation. So keeping the heat out first. So keeping doors and blinds, curtains closed in the hot part of the day, and then making sure that you adequately cool the house during the night.
Yes, I think, you know, newcomers to Australia, if they haven't experienced our stretch of heat, probably tend to think they should open everything up, but that is the worst thing you can do here, isn't it?
It certainly is, and it's something I had to learn coming here as well as a newcomer, that you don't let the wind come in through the windows when it's an easterly.
How very true. Cook outdoors if you can too. You don't want to be heating up with your oven going and that sort of thing.
No, that makes a big difference too. Mm. That's a very good idea.
Insulation in the roof?
Yes, I think when you're talking about long term, what can you do, or in the medium term, then actually designing your home so that it's better in the heat, and putting good insulation and also whirly birds in the roof space, and anything you can do that will help to get the heat out of the house.
Draw the heat out. And the outdoor blinds these days, you know, the electric ones you can pull down, the aluminium ones?
Yes, all of that sort of thing helps to prevent the inside temperature going up.
Once the bricks of the home heat up and the glass and the windows, and that's something you've got to try and prevent in the first place. So the tips just finally for at-risk people. So we're talking about elderly that may have medical conditions.
I think you have to first of all understand why some people are particularly at risk. And so newcomers to the country are at risk, and elderly people and young children are at risk, and those on particular medications. And it all goes to what reserve you have to deal with the heat, and whether you're able to adjust to the heat with sweating. So anything that affects your ability to sweat, or also affects your behaviours. So for example, young children might not respond to feeling thirsty. Mm-hmm. Old people might not be able to access a cooler environment. So all of those things reduce your ability to adapt or adjust to the heat.
And so finally, Revel, where can people find a little bit more information on this?
We have lots of information on our Department of Health website, so that's accessible to everybody.
All right, that's great. Thank you very much indeed for your time today.
Thank you.
Keep cool. Bye.